station, everyone. One.
The radio station everyone loves.
I love them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Come on.
What's up? It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaontheradio.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaunaandLala, on Twitter at Shauna and Lala, and Lauren, what's your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And Lala, you just got back from vacation.
Yep, I got back from the beautiful Grand Cayman Islands, and let me tell you, it was probably the most beautiful island I've been to, and I've been to a lot. It was just so perfect. And the weather was perfect. The people were so nice there.
Really?
It's just like night and day with New York or other places. They're just so friendly. And you know when you're booking a vacation and you see in the pictures online how the water looks so blue
and crystal clear?
Yeah, and then you get there. Well, it's not. Every time I've gone on vacation, I always look for that. I want that crystal blue water. And it's never like the pictures. So this time it actually was. And that really made me happy because it was what I've been looking for.
I saw the picture.
Right? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And what I loved about it was I brought my son with me. And he could just sit in the water. The waves, there was no waves. So I could just let him walk out up to his like waist. And I didn't have to worry about him getting knocked over. So it was really relaxing. It was a very relaxing vacation.
He must have been so excited.
Oh, yeah. He loved the water. I couldn't get him out of there. And I was PADI certified, so I'm finally PADI certified. That's why I went down there.
And that's scuba diving,
yes. Which, it was very difficult. And I almost wanted to give up a few times during it. But, you know, I pushed through and finally got certified, so.
What was the hardest part?
The hardest part is they make you prepared for what could go wrong.
Oh boy.
So you have to go through not having air. So when you're underwater, they cut your air tank off and you have to signal that you're out of air and then go through the proper steps of sharing your buddy's air. So I'd have to take Mike's air and put it in my mouth underwater, you know, and breathe. And there's that panic that happens to you when you can't breathe, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to, they're trying to teach you, like, you have to fight that panic and survive.
I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, I sucked in a lot of water. I choked underwater. I came up too fast. You cannot rise faster than a certain amount because the pressure will make your lungs explode or you get the bends. The nitrogen builds up in your blood, so you have to go so slow up. But when you panic, your first thing is, get me to the surface.
Yeah.
You have to learn how, if your mask comes off or fills with water when you're under there, what to do. And it happens a lot, like your mask will fill with water. So if you're 60 feet down and your mask fills with water, you can't just go to the surface and clear it. You have to learn how to clear it underwater. And you don't think that's a big deal until you're underwater and you have to take your mask off and then let the water out by breathing out. And as soon as that cold water, like, comes rushing up to your nose, your first impulse is to breathe in, which I did. I breathed through my nose, and the water went into me, and I started choking underwater. So scary. I just wanted to give up. But, like I said, I pushed through it. I got it down pat. I got the water out of my mask a few times. She made me do it. And then the next day of diving was pretty much fun. We did a few skills. But it was beautiful. I saw sea turtles. Like, a big sea turtle was next to me, and that was amazing.
Were you allowed to take pictures?
No, that's why we were so mad, because since it's training, you couldn't really bring your camera down there. But it was so beautiful. A nurse shark went by us, a reef shark.
Oh, wow.
A big eagle ray, which is, like, the size of half this room. A moray eel. Barracudas were all over. It's just, like, a whole new world under there. It's beautiful. But it was a lot. It was a lot to take in, a lot to learn in those few days, but I'm so proud of myself for getting through it, because, like I said, I wanted to give up. And I have really big blisters on my feet from the fins, which are not healing. So that was the bad part about it.
Well, at least nothing, like, came too close to you. Like, that's what I would be afraid of, is something biting me.
Yeah, you get that feeling, especially when they take you out deep in the ocean and, like, they have you floating for a little bit and you can't see. I kept thinking, like, what if there's a shark under here? Because she said they are around. But,
oh, great.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you'll be fine. If there's one, just keep swimming or stay still. Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, I'd be back in that boat.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No way. Well, while you were away, I obviously put my Christmas tree out.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Thank you. And that's really all I did all week.
That's cool.
I did start my Christmas shopping.
That's always fun and a lot of money.
Yes, I did that. And stores are so crowded.
I hate shopping around this time. I cannot wait for the holidays to be over.
I just do it, you know, I do most of it online, but then, you know, we wanted to go to some stores, and I totally regretted that, you know.
Yep.
What a nightmare.
It's just going to get worse and worse
until
after Christmas.
Yes. Can't wait for it to be over. But coming up, we have a lot of news, lots going on, and we have a positive police story.
I have a recipe also, holiday recipe.
And perfect time for Christmas coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So all that and much more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. And what do we have going on around the world?
Well, the first thing is with Trump. He's been in the news a lot, obviously, ever since becoming our president.
Oh, yes.
He's been picking, you know, different people to be on his team. People are either happy about that or not happy about that. So far, which I think is awesome, a lot of our companies are coming back to the States, you know, so we're not outsourcing. And he's trying to save money in different areas, like Air Force One. Now, did you hear this? With Air Force One, he's trying...
Like $4 million or something?
Yeah, he's saying, he tweeted out that costs are out of control for Air Force One that's being built, and it's going to be more than $4 billion. So he wants it canceled. That's what he tweeted. After he tweeted that, you know, he's telling them to cancel it, and people are coming back with, where'd you get that number from? It's not going to be that much. And he's saying, yes, he understands that him and the next presidents to come need a new plane, but he feels that they can do it, you know, in a cheaper method, because that $4 billion is a lot of money that we don't have to spend. But yet they find it to spend for these silly things. So he's trying to find different ways to build the plane more cheap and safe still, because they need to be safe for the presidents flying. And I guess Air Force One isn't happy about this, obviously, because, you know, they're losing out on that money. And like Trump said, he wants the money to go to Boeing, who makes the plane.
Yeah, but not 4 points.
Yeah, but not that much money. There has to be a different way. And I really like that, because, you know, we have to cut costs on things like that. If it's not really needed, let's cut it. And I think we're going to prosper as a country the more we start cutting things or making them a little cheaper, finding a different way around it. I feel like there's no different way around anything. They're like, this is what we're doing, this is how we've always done it, and let's keep doing that. But sometimes you need to kind of like regroup and say, how can we save money for our country? Mm-hmm. How can we bring our debt down? Let's not raise our debt over a plane. Let's figure this out. So that gives me hope that he's going to be really concerned with our debt to, you know, income ratio, basically. So hopefully he does a good job as president. He seems to be doing some good stuff right now.
But, yeah.
You know, we shall see in the months to come with him. And
it's just the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. And these forest fires are going crazy right now in Tennessee. They have a lot of it contained, but that can change in the blink of an eye. You know, as soon as a breeze takes a piece of, you know, a flame somewhere else. And I was watching it, and it was so depressing to see, and scary, all these neighborhoods just burnt down.
Yeah.
Complete neighborhoods. Yep. And I was watching this one guy, he took his cell phone video of trying to get out of the forest fires with his son and his dog in the car. And it was, I don't know if it was nighttime or if it was just that smoky that you couldn't see the sun, but it was scary. My heart was racing, and they're in a pickup truck or some kind of truck, and they're driving down a mountain.
That must have been the video I saw.
You saw that?
Yes.
Oh,
did you
was...
see all the fires?
Yeah. And it just, on both sides of the road, flames. And he's like, go, gun it, telling his son to drive faster. And then a tree falls down in front of them, and the son was afraid to drive through it. And he's like, if our tires melt, we're dead. We're stuck here. You have to drive through that tree. So they get over the tree. And then he was complaining. He said that the neighborhoods on the mountain weren't warned about this. You know, they knew there was a forest fire in their state, but I guess when the winds changed and the fire changed direction, this whole little neighborhood wasn't warned. And I don't know if anyone died, but he said that he wasn't warned and he didn't know until he looked out his window and saw the fire in his yard. So he grabbed his dog, he grabbed his son, they took off. But they finally made it to safety. But that whole little, however long, 5-minute video of getting down that mountain, I was on edge, like... I don't know. I couldn't do that. I would be freaking out in the car.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, right now, they said they have about 700 firefighters from a dozen fire crew stations around the state there that are helping try to put out these blazes. There's been 14 deaths confirmed, which is so sad. Countless animals are dead. I saw videos of them rescuing wild animals like bears and deer and just things that they found hurt. It's really sad when you see how much damage was caused by this. But hopefully they get it contained, so we'll see with that. And positive news is that Pipeline has been blocked. in Dakota. I don't know if you were following that, but I've been following it because I feel very strongly about the environment and these pipelines that they're building.
Right, yeah.
And I guess this one, the Dakota Access Pipeline was going to go through the Missouri River, and it was going to go through this Indian sacred burial grounds. So the Native Americans that, you know, live there, they were upset, of course. They're going to lose their sacred land, and they're going to possibly pollute their drinking source and many other people's drinking source. So they have been there, I think they said, since May, camped out. That's a long time, from May till now. Camped out. Now it's been cold, snowing, you know, they're intense, but they did not want to leave because they did not want that pipeline being built. And I was following it closely, and, you know, I heard both sides' arguments, because I was for blocking it, because I don't want that to go through the rivers. Why should we pollute something else? Because accidents do happen. No matter how safe people say things are, accidents happen.
Yeah.
How many oil spills have we had?
Exactly.
In the last few years? And that damage is, like, irreversible sometimes, so.
Either way, eventually, if that does happen,
yeah,
it's gonna end up polluting.
It's gonna pollute, and that water travels down to other cities, and there's animals, and there's plants,
yep.
And that's what they don't see, and everyone who's arguing against it or for it is saying, oh, that's just such a slim chance that it's going to happen. Well, it can happen, and it probably will happen. And so finally, though, after them fighting and standing their ground, getting pepper sprayed, getting sprayed with water, getting arrested, the Army finally sided with them and said, no, we're not letting this pipeline go through.
Good.
So they won, and now that Dakota pipeline is going to have to find a different route to get to where it has to go, which is, it's good. I'm happy for them. So at least we have some positive news right there. And that's all I got for you.
All right. Well, coming up, we have celebrity news and
my recipe.
And your recipe, yes. I cannot wait to hear it.
Yes. Yummy, yummy.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be right back.
I could stay away just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Dream again. The sweetest dream will never do.
listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and you have a delicious recipe.
Yes, I do. It's perfect for the holidays. My family begs me to make these every Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, whenever there's a big family get-together. It's an appetizer. It's stuffed mushrooms. And everyone has a different way of doing them, but I've kind of fiddled with this over the years and got some good ingredients. But first, I'll tell you the ingredients. You're going to have 10 washed and stemmed white mushrooms, 4 cloves of garlic, 3 tablespoons of melted butter, some olive oil, salt and pepper, Parmesan cheese, seasoned breadcrumb, and then cooked chopped bacon and fresh mozzarella. So first, remove the stems from the mushrooms, wash them, put the stems in a bowl aside, and put the washed mushroom caps in like a glass baking dish. You're going to mince and pulp the stems. So I use a food processor. I put all those stems in. I turn it on. Kind of make it like mush, Then mince the garlic cloves. And then put the stems and the garlic cloves in a bowl. Mix those together. Add your Parmesan cheese. I don't really have measurements for that. You just do it, by taste or by what you want to put in. Add the melted butter. Add the salt and pepper, which again is whatever you want to put in, how much. The breadcrumb. And then add the seasoned breadcrumb and add the chopped cooked bacon into that. Stir it all up, and you're going to spoon that into all the mushrooms. And then take the mozzarella, slice it, kind of thin, I guess, and put it and lay it on top of all the mushrooms. And put it in the oven that's at 375 for about 15-20 minutes until you can see it's kind of like getting soft. And if you want to crisp up the top, you could turn the broiler on for a few minutes and let it get a little crispy, but it's really easy and it tastes amazing. So, perfect for the holidays.
Well, I'm going to have to try that.
You will love it. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
They're addicting.
Oh, I bet. Anything with cheese, I love.
Oh, yeah. And bacon.
And bacon, of course, yes. We'll be right back with Hollywood News. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Check out everything in my style.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio, and what's going on in Hollywood?
Well, the big buzz right now is Madonna's butt. She did a fundraising concert, and I saw pictures of it. I don't remember what it used to look like, but her butt looks amazing. And it looks like she has butt implants, basically.
So probably does.
She was up there shaking it. And what people are complaining about is that during that concert that she put on was to raise money for a charity. And she raised $7.5 million during this concert.
Oh, my God.
That was her whole point. So she auctioned off a lot of her stuff, a lot of memorabilia, clothing, jewelry. She auctioned it all off and did this concert to raise money for a really good charity. And everyone isn't talking about that. They're talking about her butt. That's what is so wrong with this world. And that's what the buzz is about. She got butt implants. Look at her butt. That's not real. When did she get that? Like, all these different things.
Who cares? It's
ridiculous. And her butt looks nice. It looks toned. So if she got butt plants, I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
She just did an amazing thing for charity, and that's what you're going to talk about is her butt. Like, we really need to stop with this, like, this immaturity and caring about the stupidest stuff.
Seriously.
But that's amazing of her to go that far and do all that. And if I was her and I heard that's what people were tweeting about and that's what was trending was my butt instead of what I did, like, raising that money, I would be furious.
I would be so
right?
mad.
But
I would tweet about it.
Yeah. I give celebrities a lot of credit that they have to deal with that because I would be so frustrated. I'd be going off on everyone. No one would like me anymore.
Seriously.
And then Selena Gomez, she's kind of been on a hiatus. I don't know if you knew. She's been, like, out of the spotlight.
Was she sick or something?
She just needed a break.
I mean, I saw the picture of her in her pajamas.
Yeah.
She
needed a break, she said, and basically, she went without a phone for 90 days. And as a celebrity, that's pretty hard. Because as a normal person, I think that's hard. But
yeah.
90 days, no cell phone, no appearances, no concerts, nothing. She just said she needed that mental break, and it's helped her. And now she feels like a new person. So I think that we all need that a little bit, you know? Maybe not 90 days, but
I was just gonna say 90 days.
We need it. Even going a few days without your phone. Yeah, on vacation, I didn't have it. I mean, I can go on, like, social media on Wi-Fi, but it really is, like, it's a really good feeling to just not care about who's writing you, who's texting you, who do you have to text back or call, and not have that in your hands at all times. So, I think
I have to say, when I was in Texas,
mm-hmm.
I went 3 days without social media.
It was good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had my phone, obviously, for emergency purposes.
Yeah.
But I didn't go on Facebook, I didn't check my email, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then after, like, the third day, I was like, wow, I really should check in and let people know I'm alive. you know, and I took me a while to go through all the emails and everything, but it kind of, like, let me clear my head a little bit.
It does. It really helps. We get so focused into our phones and the computers and social media that we're kind of missing out on what's in front of us, and I mean, on vacation, I took a lot of videos and, you know, pictures with my phone, and I was getting yelled at for that. My husband's like, just put the phone down. Don't take pictures. I'm just the type of person who likes memories, and I love taking pictures, so.
Especially, yeah, your son's
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Even if it wasn't my phone, it was going to be the camera, so, you know, either way. But I did try to, I wasn't texting people. I didn't have to worry about my phone going off and who am I not answering back. And it was really good. So I would love to do that again. Not just vacation, but at home. And not just put my phone down. If it's possible. You know, it's hard when you work and have to talk to people. But it's really
yes,
cool.
Yes, it is. Well, I can't wait to see what next week brings. And coming up, we have a product of the week, an email,
ooh.
And much more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything alright. Then she talks to the angel. You call her out by her name. Oh yeah, she talks to the angel. Says you call her out by her name. She keeps a lock of hair in her pocket. Wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met. When I
oh.
this week's product of the week is Starkist Tuna Creation Pouches.
They had so many different flavors, it was crazy.
They did, yeah.
I'd never seen that in our stores. We only have, what, basically one or two?
Yeah, I think we have, like, the regular tuna in a can.
Yeah, these were, what kind of packages would you call them? You know, you have to rip it open.
Plastic pouch?
Yeah, like I don't know. And they had barbecue. They had honey barbecue. What else did they have?
I think we have right now the bacon one.
The bacon one, yeah. There was
bacon
a few.
Ranch.
They were good. It was different. You know, I never imagined them having flavors like that, but it was good.
It was good. And so they're available at your local grocery store. Just not by us, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't seen them yet, but maybe they'll be coming.
Yeah. It's something new, so.
Yeah, and they're in those pouches are really cool because with tuna fish, you have it in the can, and you have to bring a can opener. These are just packages that you just rip open, and you can pour it out onto your plate or onto your bread or whatever, however you eat it, but really cool.
Perfect for, like, crackers. Like, I have mine on crackers.
Yeah. Oh, I love that with crackers.
Yes.
Just on the go. Even throw it in your kid's lunchbox, you know? That's it.
Yeah.
Easy lunch.
And there's actually ones for kids. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the website says.
So it's Starkist Tuna?
Starkist, yeah. Okay. Starkist Tuna, and, yeah, check them out. They're so good.
Really yummy. And our next product is this SX Blanco Vodka. And this bottle is beautiful. It's, I mean, did you feel this? It just
I
has.
I did.
It feels like it's not going to slip out of my hands.
But I know.
The curves fit. And this one is, they say they distill it from lush Latin sugar cane. And, I mean, I tasted a little bit. It was very smooth, but now we're going to make a drink with it. You want a drink?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We didn't have anything but iced tea.
We're poor.
So we're going to use iced tea to make our drink and see how it tastes. Okay.
Lala, you're like a bartender.
I know, right? Got some of our iced tea here. Want to get too drunk to drive home.
Yeah, you got to.
Do you want me to
drink
make you
drive
one or
responsibly?
All right.
Or drink responsibly, I should say.
That tastes really good. It actually tastes really good. You don't have that, like, where you just kind of, oof.
Yeah.
It's very smooth. It really mixes well with iced tea. You want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah, it is good.
Really good. This, I mean, I'm very picky with alcohol, and it is smooth. It just goes down really nice.
It doesn't, like, burn my throat.
No.
Like, most alcohol to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't drink that much, but it doesn't. Usually I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you could. And then they
that
have.
That was perfect.
I mean, they have different flavors. This one we also have is the Cha-Cha-Cha Tequila, and it has lemon and honey in it. So, yeah, they do this with the honey, too. Okay. Really cool. And this bottle's also awesome. I saw there was a Negro, right? A Negro vodka?
Something like
that. So, what is the website?
SX? SXLiqueurs.com.
Okay. So, definitely check out SXLiqueurs.com, and they'll tell you all about their vodka, their alcohol, their liquors, and how you can get it, how much it is. And you'll see how really, like, neat these bottles look. I love it.
They're, like, so classy looking. I'm going to bring the bottle of vodka to the Christmas party.
That's a really good idea.
This year. So, I know it's open, family, but
they could try it.
And if they like it,
they can go buy it.
Exactly.
Right?
So, sxliqueurs.com.
Yes.
You could buy it right on the website, too. So, and they'll ship it to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
And that is our product of the week. To find out more information, check out our website, ShaunaOnTheRadio.com, under the product of the week tab. You will find all the information, and we did take a video, so we'll post the video up of us drinking it up in here.
Yeah, I was a bartender for, like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
So, yeah, check us out, ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. For more information and to purchase your own bottle of SX liqueur vodka. And coming up, we're going to close out the show. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be right back.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow. You must have been high. You must have been high.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much Thank you so much for listening to us this week. And thank you to SX Liqueurs for sending us
yummy, yummy alcohol.
Yes. And we always like a little treat.
Yes.
Make sure you check us out at ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. Add us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala. And what's your Facebook?
It's Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. Oh, and do not forget to send us your Christmas card.
Yeah, we want Christmas cards. Want to decorate here.
Yes, and if you send us your Christmas card, we will send you one in return. And they are being made right now, so. We will see you next week. Send us a Christmas card and send us an email. We would love to hear from you. See you next week.